I've spent my career as a public servant in Homeland Security crisis management, safety and security issues, and essentially making government and lots of pieces of government work when people need it the most. And I've served two presidents, and Governor Deval Patrick managed big budgets and big organizations. And I began to think about what Massachusetts ought to prepare for the future, which essentially is a future where we have to get more resilient to climate change, more adaptable to the economic changes coming our way, and prepared. And so my experience in both state and federal government and my ideas about where Massachusetts is heading is something I want to talk to the voters about.
Is the economy / jobs the big issue?
I think it is. And I think the challenge and what's so hard about politics, right, is that we look for an immediate solution, which we ought to, but we need it to be a solution that works in the future. So for Massachusetts, for example, we know what parts of the economy are growing. We know that. So there's no secret there. It's biotech, technology, ports and commerce. It's our health industry, which is huge. And then, of course, education, which we're globally famous for. So if we could begin to link our education system to where those jobs are going to be available, focus on buttressing those economies, then we will solve the problem of today and be ready for whatever brings in the future. So I want to bring that approach about thinking about the public policy issues that really are heart issues, right, are impacting individuals on a day-to-day basis to the people in the state.
President Obama is in upstate New York. He's talking about college education and how to make it affordable. How would you go about that? How would you keep tuition at a reasonable level, which many people would say it really isn't right now?
Right. And I think there's been tremendous creativity in that regard, mostly from public institutions that ought to be under the same standards that any public organization is, which is looking at overhead, streamlining costs, supporting more fellowships, linking with the private sector to support individual students who might want to enter so that you sort of have a public-private partnership. There's a lot of ideas out there to curb public university and college spending. On the private side, we've got to start talking and explaining to private colleges. I mean, they're essentially so expensive now that either people are in massive debt or people are getting priced out of the system. So working with them to lower costs, lower overhead, administrative, and, of course, I have three kids, using technology, which is cheaper, to provide excellent education. I say that about my kids because the way they learn and the way they absorb information is different than how I did, and it's certainly that's the generation that's coming through the school system.
A few years ago, some people would refer to Massachusetts derisively as Taxachusetts. How do you keep that label from coming back?
Well, we are nowhere at the top and nowhere at the bottom. We are a thriving state that uses a combination of all the taxes that other states use, sales tax, income tax, to provide benefits that people want, that actually is what is keeping people here. So if it were that bad, our population wouldn't be expanding, our economy wouldn't be as stable as it is. Taxes are used to support citizens, right? And I think if you look at the economic downturn the last 6 or 8 years, Massachusetts is in incredible shape. It has survived a very difficult time. Unemployment is not perfect, but it's better than the national standard. And we are getting investments and moving forward. And that's the legacy of Deval Patrick, our present governor, one I want to push. So, taxes in the abstract is hard to debate, but I certainly know that you can judge the standard of living by where Massachusetts is now compared to 49 other states.
How would you rate the Patrick administration, and what would you do differently, if anything?
So I've worked for this administration, Governor Deval Patrick, both as a governor and as a boss, have done a fantastic job, and I'm any person who's the next governor, me, any of the other Democratic candidates, any of the Republicans, honestly owe Deval Patrick a thank you, because if you look at what he inherited in this state, a deficit, an economic downturn, you know, just that sense of no hope that overcame this country in the last couple of years, we are now, we've rebounded and we are moving forward. So in that sense, you know, you can nitpick or whatever, but in that sense, that's the legacy, right? And then in terms of different priorities, for me, just given my background, I think a lot, you know, in crisis management as well, I think a lot about climate change. I don't really focus on particular threats, right? We're facing economic threats or whatever else. But climate change is something for a coastal state. Really, we have to take very seriously. We have to invest in making our coastline safer, stronger, more resilient. We're seeing a lot of activity in New York coming out of the federal government as well as Governor Cuomo. We have a luxury in Massachusetts. We didn't get hit by Hurricane Sandy. But if we don't learn the lessons of building better and stronger, the next Hurricane Sandy is just, you know, a couple years away for us. And so that's the effort I want to bring or a priority I want to bring to the State House, is that we have – the time is now to prepare for the – and adapt to the climate changes that are coming.